Francois is the former COO for Printerist, and she's suing the organization, alleging gender discrimination and wrongful termination. What can you add to that headline, David?
Well, Francois certainly brought the case to hold Pinterest accountable for what she felt is a culture of treating women differently, holding women to different standards of behavior than men, and pointing out that even women who achieve high levels of success within an organization like Pinterest can still hit a glass ceiling and be affected by systemic bias against women. And she wanted to really shine a spotlight on that fact, that even at the highest levels, gender discrimination and retaliation exists. And also to use her position of power to be able to speak out, not just for herself, but for other women and people of color and anyone who is similarly being subjected to the systemic bias that she saw and experienced. And
I'm glad you used the phrase systemic and not unconscious. So very glad you used systemic over unconscious. I can have an entire conversation about that. But before we get deeper into the conversation, let's start at the top. Was there a particular reason why Ms. Brower decided to work with your firm? I know you're based on the West Coast in the San Francisco area. Had you had some deep degree of experience with these types of biases, allegations, situations, or was there some other reason?
Yes. Well, our firm has been practicing in this area for a long, long time. I've been working on behalf of executives and employees who experience discrimination and retaliation for over 25 years. And unfortunately, we have seen this pattern over and over again, and have represented many women of color in discrimination and retaliation cases in Silicon Valley, in tech and in finance. And so that's really our area of expertise. And we've had some high profile cases, including Ellen Powell versus Kleiner Perkins, and some other similar cases of discrimination.